Hello and welcome to our podcast and video series. Important economic and financial topics recorded by students for students. My name is Markus Fischer. I'm a professor of financial management at Landshut University of Applied Sciences, and I'm responsible for this format. We offer audible knowledge on a wide range of topics. Use our content to inform yourself, learn and prepare for your exams.
Hello guys and welcome back to Finance with Fischer. On today's episode, we're going to cover the topic stakeholders. This is the first part of our two-part episode featuring the topic. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the basics. And in the next episode, we're going to do more of a deep dive into the topic. Today we have a special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you. Hi, my name is Roni and I'm looking forward to answering all of your questions today. Thank you for having me.
Of course, let's start. So my first question is like the most basic question you can imagine. Generally speaking, can you explain to me what stakeholders are?
Yeah, of course. So one basic definition is that stakeholders are parties which are affected by or they affect the company. They all have their own interests and want to pursue them. Therefore, they try to influence the actions of a company and its managers. Additionally, it doesn't matter if what the stakeholders try to achieve is justified or not, because the company will react accordingly. Because the overall goal of a company should be to satisfy all their stakeholders, because that is the only way for them to stay successful. But of course, that is easier said than done. You also have to know that the number of stakeholders in a company varies depending on the industry and business area.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the overview. However, now that we know what exactly stakeholders are, one question still remains. Why do companies even have them?
That's a really good question, and there are many different reasons for why they have them. Some of the key reasons are, for instance, interconnectedness, because companies operate within complex ecosystems where their activities impact and therefore are also influenced by a wide range of stakeholders. Furthermore, stakeholders and companies often rely on each other, for example, for resources, support, and cooperation. Also, a good reputation among their stakeholders can also have a significant positive impact on the brand image, trust, loyalty, and goodwill. And of course, companies have ethical and social responsibilities to their stakeholders, including ensuring fair treatment of employees, ethical business practices, environmental stewardship, and community engagement.
Okay, wow, that's really interesting. But what are these different stakeholders? And are they all similar, or are there generally more bigger differences between them?
Well, you can group them in different ways. But one of the most common ones is to classify them either as internal or external stakeholders. Let me give you some examples and then it might be clearer. Internal stakeholders, for example, are people whose interests in a company comes through a direct relationship. For example, employees, because they want their compensation and job security. Of course, also shareholders and investors, and owners and managers, because they want the company to be profitable and get their dividends. And external stakeholders are those who do not directly work within a company, but are affected somehow by the actions and outcomes of the business. For example, suppliers, because they want to get paid for the goods they are delivering. Creditors, because they want the organization to stay liquid, create new contracts, and they also care about their credit score. And of course, society and governments, because of taxes and general employment. And lastly, also the customers. But keep in mind that there are different approaches to categorize stakeholders, even if they are only slight differences, and that this is only one possibility.
Okay, wow, there's truly a multitude of them. And with that, I can imagine there are probably like a million different problems that could occur, right?
Of course. due to the many different interests they all want to achieve, it is really difficult to all align them, or even some may contradict each other. One might be that some shareholders are seeking short-term profits versus the employees who want to achieve a long-term sustainability. Unmet expectations can also play a role there, because sometimes the company may just simply be not able to meet their expectations, whether regarding financial performance, product quality, social responsibility, or other aspects. Another problem might be communication issues, because if there is a lack of transparency, it may lead to misunderstandings or even mistrust between the organization and its stakeholders.
Okay, well, just as I thought, there are so many problems and so much that can go wrong. How do companies try to tackle these problems and solve all of these issues?
To minimize problems, there are many factors that have to be addressed. For example, proactive stakeholder engagement and effective communication and transparency, and a commitment of the company to understand and balance all interests of all stakeholders. In conclusion, you can say that the most efficient companies successfully manage the interests and expectations of all their stakeholders. But how you manage and monitor them, you will learn in the next podcast.
Thank you so much, Foni. So let me recap really quickly. So stakeholders are essentially parties which affect or are affected by a corporation. There's such a thing as internal and external stakeholders. Internal stakeholders are basically parties that are existent within the company, so like employees and the owners, right?
Yes.
And external stakeholders are something like suppliers or creditors, so outside forces that also influence the business.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And because there are so many of them, there are a lot of different problems that can occur. So it's very, very hard, but also very important to manage all of them, correct?
Yeah, you've got that totally right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming here and for your time and for answering all of my questions. It seems like you're a really good teacher. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This was another contribution on actual and study-related topics related to finance and business. So you can look for the next one, and we hope you enjoyed it and that you were able to deepen your knowledge.